Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your jizziness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Breathe into your center, into your core, centering yourself so it's more like you are the eye of the storm in that center where everything can just whirl around you, all that environmental stuff, and you can maintain that connection and that anchoring to your core. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about hurdles, challenges, overcoming this in a sense, more along the lines of playing with them and witnessing how awesome we are. And tied into this is winds of change. So as I was getting ready to sit down and bring anything to the world tonight, I was listening to some really intense wind outside. There is so much wind. You might even actually be able to hear it right now. I can hear it through the microphone, through my headphones. And you know, it's so powerful. I've always loved the wind. Of course, if we want to play with astrology, I have, you know, 6 of my 12 planets are in air in Western astrology. In Chinese, it's different. But anyway, I have always felt the power of it. I do feel that way about all of the elements, though. But I don't know how much others really tune into that power sometimes. And I have felt it so deeply. That power of the wind and how it feels, like I feel one with it in moments. And I was thinking about how literally it brings winds of change, right? And how change and transition can feel that intense, like a tornado coming through or like a big gust, and it can knock us off our feet and it can blow things all over the place in our lives, and it just feels so chaotic and turbulent and crazy. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And I checked my notes, and you know, because what all happened to me the past few weeks, what are some things that I've wanted to touch upon? And one of those things was about hurdles or transition or challenges that are in life. And I'm just like, this all fits together so nicely, right? And the thing is it's so cool when we're on that other side and we're like, whoa, I did that. I went through that. I'm on the other side. Maybe it super sucked at the time, and yet I got creative. I endured. I was resilient. Any of that. And it's really cool to look back at times of our life when we have overcome things. So right off the top of my mind, I think about how people adapt and get really creative through different phases of life. And of course, as a mom and dealing with caring for lots of moms and that kind of a thing, I really think about nap time and how moms will all of a sudden be able to do a whole day's of stuff in an hour or 2 hour nap period. And I remember how much that blew me away when I had my first. I was just like, whoa, I cannot believe how efficient I am and how much I can get done. And I would think things like, if I did all of this when I was just a solo person, how much could have I accomplished, right? And yet it's just a different time. It's a different time of life. You're doing different things. So it's not meant to be that way all the time. And yet when you're in whatever phase, you're going to accommodate, you're going to be resilient, you're going to get creative, and you're going to make it work somehow. When you're up against some sort of a challenge like needing to prioritize time for sex, how does that look in your life? How do you get creative? What do you do to overcome that hump, that roadblock, that hurdle? And it takes a lot of that creativity. So that's the invitation, is to look at any area of your life that maybe feels like a hurdle right now. And if you're not in a place where there are any, then awesome. Soak up this time in your routines and your flow and your ritual and everything that you've got going on, right? But if there is an area where you feel like you're up against some sort of a hurdle, challenge, or you're in a transition, look at it with different eyes. Try to put on like a beginner or an outsider viewpoint and see if there's a way to get creative and play with what's in front of you. Remember that this is just a time. This is just a time in life. And so as quickly as this turbulent wind is coming in, it's gone, right? And obviously in life, certain things take way longer than some stormy day or a week of it being windy or whatever. But it does move along. And of course, when we're coming against something with more resistance, I mean, I've talked about that on my own. Katie and I have talked about that a bunch, right? When we come up against things with resistance, it makes it that much more uncomfortable, that much more difficult to endure. So the more you can just be in that center, that eye of the storm, right? Finding your own internal center within you, so all this external stuff can just swirl around and do its thing. The more you're able to take pauses and be with that, connect with that, the more you'll be able to touch on those creative solutions, creative ways to play with it, creative ways to just explore. It's not always about finding a way or an answer or whatever. Sometimes it's just an exploration that will lead to blah, 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 blah. You know, it's not just one answer. It's an unfolding. It all just depends on the situation. And I don't know exactly what you're dealing with right now. With all of that said, and I want to add in too, of course, we just had some eclipse stuff going on too. So there's big shifts. There's big stuff that's just kind of happening all around that isn't just you. You know, it's not just your life. It's at this greater scale. And with that, it's important to also just tune into the self, though, because when we can do the things for ourselves, we have that ripple effect outward. And so it's important to not get overwhelmed with all the big, grand everythingness and to hone it back into you or your community, whatever, just your family, whatever it is that works for you, so that you can find some of that peace and be able to make some of those shifts for yourself that will have that ripple effect. So with that concept of the winds of change and things that are happening, I want to invite you to explore with me in a whole new way. I am doing some new stuff where I'm merging gene key work with the psychosexual embodiment facilitation. I'm also doing just simple introductory gene key sessions with people. And this work, this play, this contemplation, this in my life has been so enlivening for me. And it's so powerful. And I've been, you know, I've dabbled with merging them a little bit, and I have something that is moving through me right now that will eventually be an offering. But in the meantime of that, I have been really having a lot of fun meeting people wherever they are on that journey. If you're a complete newbie to the Gene Keys, or if you've been exploring it for a while, but you want to do that with somebody else so you have that support or feedback, just any of that. So it has been really fun for me. And not only have I been doing one-on-ones through Zoom and in person in my local community, but I'm also doing some groups. I've done groups in the past as well. I'm just at this new level of it. And it, again, like feeling this wind today, it's just like, as far as this big winds of change, things are happening, whatever that is, and that can be really scary, especially as we are going through some sort of an expansion or transition or whatever it is for you. And of course, if you're not interested in Gene Keys and you just need overall support that you know I'm here for, you can always reach out for those types of sessions too. So again, the invitation is to flow with the winds of change, tune into your own center so you can be that center, that eye of the storm for yourself. And in those pauses and being in that center, being able to find creative ways to play with whatever it is you're facing in your day-to-day right now. Lots of love. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.